Welcome to Belfast City Vineyard, where we are pursuing formation in the presence of Jesus, community gathered around him, and the impact he empowers us to bring in our families, city, and the world. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services. For more information, visit our website at belfastcityvineyard.com.
Well, again, good morning. Sorry for changing things around on you a little bit. Some of you maybe had a heart attack coming in thinking, what am I? I'm a bit late or something like that. But no, we just wanted to swap things around and give over a larger time for worship at the end. So Harmony and I are going to talk a little bit about our month of prayer and fasting. If it's your first Sunday with us, throughout the month of January, I've had a time of prayer and fasting. We've met in homes. We've just done things individually, and we've met kind of in small church gatherings, and we've sought the face of the Lord. We've cried out for ourselves, for our families, for our city, for our workplaces, for our church, you name it. We've been praying about it, and we have been seeing God move. We've encountered the Lord in different ways and exciting ways, and we wanted to mark it with worship. We are a worshiping community and a worshiping people. So Harmony, I'm just going to say a couple of quick things, then we'll worship, then coffee and donuts and celebration. So first thing we want to say is thank you so much for participating in this month. Some of you opened your homes. Some of you came and led at various gatherings. Many of us did things around prayer and fasting personally and praying for ourselves and our church and everything else going on. And so thank you. Thank you as you just always do. Thank you for seeking the Lord in community. And many of you have been doing so in the midst of stress and challenge and difficulty personally. And I know many of you that you have loved ones who are ill or not doing very well, and just things happening in work. And despite all that, you've brought your best self to this, and you've sought the face of the Lord for yourself and for your church family. And I just want to say a big thank you. Some of the themes that have come up are the faithfulness of God. In many of the environments, there were prayer for healing for individuals, prayer for breakthrough as individuals. There was one of the themes in one of the gatherings was us as a church breaking new ground while tending to old ground, and also us as a church carrying his peace and presence into the troubles and anxieties that are always around us, from work to home to Brexit to Stormont. And we are his people who carry his peace and so much more. And as I was thinking about how on earth do we tie off what's happened in this month of prayer and fasting, what I would say about our month, I was struck by the study that I had done of God's people and fasting throughout the scriptures. And again, if it's your first Sunday or you've missed a couple of Sundays, you can go back to the podcast. We taught on fasting and also our posture that we feel like we're supposed to have as a church community in 2019. And I just, as I just kind of reflected on all that, just really impacted by going through the times that God's people responded to him or didn't respond to him and should have. And many times in the history of God's people, we find them doing religious things, religious acts. We find them going through the motions of worship and sacrifice and ceremonies and festivals as they were commanded to, but it wasn't impressive or it wasn't what God wanted, because they were these actions, they were just going through the motions. They were done in hypocritical ways without the people's hearts engaged. So they were showing up to do the worship stuff and the festival stuff, but in their other parts of their life that were far from the Lord. You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. He wanted their hearts, which would lead to their actions. He wanted the people to seek him and prioritize him and his ways, again, leading to real action. And then if you search the scriptures even further, you see it just at the right time. God the Father sends Jesus the Son, and Jesus shows us the way to the Father. He invites us into God's kingdom of mercy and hope. And again, he isn't impressed with people who are extremely religious and going through the motions, but on the inside are like whitewashed tombs, he said one time. He's after hearts, including yours and mine. And I just began to think, well, if I could sum up, well, what does God want from his people? Because in the area of prayer and fasting in a month of that, it can get a little bit weird. Like, are we performing to get God to do something? And we've always said, no, we're not doing that. We're actually setting aside dedicated time to seek his face, which is very, very different. But what does God want from his people, including you and me? Does he want performance? Does he want perfection from us? Well, my answer to you is no. He wants our hearts. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to take a step towards him, and then he comes running to us. Who gets closest to Jesus the quickest in the Gospels? Well, it's the desperate. It's the broken. It's those who want him and realize they're far from God's best, and they take a step towards him. None of the people that got closest to Jesus the quickest were performing very well at all. None of them had it together. Most of them are the least likely people you would think would end up very close to Jesus. The one thing they all have in common is that they cry out to him, they take a step towards him, and are received by him. So if that's where you are this morning, it's really good news to you. Because I don't want to pretend that we're all just in this wonderful place with Jesus, and in this month of prayer has been just wonderful for all of us. There are people, you might be sitting here thinking, like, I couldn't even think about the month of prayer and fasting because I feel like my life is blown apart, or this has gone wrong, or that's gone wrong, and nice, enjoy your little month there, but I've got real problems. And if you haven't even been able to engage with the month of prayer and fasting, I have some good news for you this morning. All it takes is a step towards Jesus, and he comes running to us. And as a family, what did we do in the month of prayer and fasting? Well, I feel like we cried out to him, and we took a step towards him, and he's come running to us. Again, we're all in different places, but in prayer and fasting, we weren't performing. We were in humility saying, as individuals and as a church, Jesus, Son of David, do not pass me by. We were taking a step. You'll all know the parable of the prodigal son, where a man has two sons, and it's really Jesus telling a story of what is God the Father like. And God's like a father who receives both of his sons, each of who have different types of brokenness. And the younger son, the one that goes off to a foreign land and squanders his father's wealth and lives among the pigs and then comes to his senses and starts to come back. The scriptures tell us that while he was a long way off, the father sees him and begins to run towards him. The son took one step and the father does the rest. And we as a church and we as individuals have taken our step in the month of prayer and fasting. We took steps for us personally. And we said, Son of David, do not pass me by. I want more of you. We took a step on behalf of others, in behalf of our city, in behalf of our island and beyond. Said, Son of David, do not pass us as a church or us as a city. Do not pass us by. We want more of you. We offered our hearts and we offered our actions. Just take a step, and Jesus runs towards us. And again, if this morning it's the first you're hearing of it, or you're like, I didn't even do it, I didn't even know where to begin, well, that's where you begin. You take a step, and you say, Jesus, I don't even know where to begin with you. Will you meet me? And he comes running to us. Harmony.
Yeah, if I can just underline that, I haven't been too well. This is the first year that we've done this week or month of prayer and fasting where I haven't actually made it out to any of the larger meetings. And so I'm really encouraged by what you just said, Andy. I know it looks like we totally planned this out, and we did, but I didn't know he was going to say exactly that. So that is encouraging to me. But what I wanted to share, my observation of the month of prayer, and just for those of you that are new, this is the second year of us doing a month. Before that, we did a week. And my observation is this: anybody can get excited about something for a week, or most of us can. It takes a different kind of strength and muscle to lean into something for a month. And I think what I want to say to us is well done. Well done in whatever way you have been able to engage with that even if you haven't been able to, but some of you really have. And what I have seen is really interesting, and particularly on the fasting front. Those of you that have talked about fasting from social media or maybe alcohol have observed some very interesting things in your life. And maybe you don't quite even understand what is happening to you. And the next 11 months are about unpacking what God is doing and what he's saying to you. But I just want to encourage us. And even this morning, someone came up and gave me a word. And this is a really encouraging community to be a part of. So I want to encourage you. Let's encourage each other on that journey of what we've embarked on in this month. The other thing that I've noticed is there's something really powerful happening in terms of opening our homes. And even for me, when I was at home and I was sick, on the Tuesday night, I was starting to panic a little bit because the snow started to fall, of course. You know, the first night of our larger gatherings, it starts to snow. And in Northern Ireland, when it snows, you know, we completely freak out. and the apocalypse is coming, you know, when it snows. But so anyway, I thought, oh, no one's going to be able to come out. And I just felt the Lord say to me, don't worry, because we've taken the prayer meetings into our homes. Everybody knows now that that counts just as much as coming out. And even for me, even pastors have these questions. I stayed at home, but I knew that my prayer counted. I knew that it mattered. And I think that's a really powerful thing. And I don't know that we're going to see right away. Some of the impact of this is hidden. It's hidden in our own lives. We don't even understand the power of fasting from social media for a month. We don't understand the power of praying in our homes and what that does to our neighborhoods, what that does to the atmosphere in our homes. So just to close with this, if we can just be encouraged this morning that we have stretched and developed some new muscles, I think that's what the Lord would want to say to us. Well done. And anybody can get excited and go rah-rah, you know, for a week about something. But what does it actually look like to live a life of prayer? What is that unseen and hidden place that he is inviting us to develop and to grow in? And I know there are some powerful prayer warriors in this community, and I'm so grateful for you. And if you would like to grow in prayer, in that life of prayer, the day in, the day out, there's a lot of people that can help. So I want to encourage us to keep going with what's been happening over the past month. Maybe our rhythms will change slightly. Maybe we'll stop fasting. Maybe we'll fast from something else. But let's devote our lives to this rather than just a week. I think that's what we're doing, and that is far more exciting to me, and the impact of that will be far more powerful in years to come and for the generations after us living a life of prayer rather than simply getting excited for 1 week.
Okay, one last thing, and then we'll be worshiping. So if you see people moving around, it's the band getting ready to lead us into our next few moments. The last thing for me that I think is a takeaway for a month of prayer and fasting, and there's loads of different things we could have talked about, so I feel like I haven't hit on the thing that was most important for you, then that doesn't mean it's not important. It is important. And the last thing I would say to us is just a deeper recognition that we are builders. If you'll remember the little talk I did on from the book of Nehemiah and how to approach 2019. We talked about a picture of us moving forward into 2019 with three things. One is a book symbolizing the rhythms of prayer and the study of the scriptures and kind of the formational moments of our lives that we can't do the year that God is calling us to have without rhythms of formation in his presence. The second thing in the picture was we're supposed to carry a sword. We're called in this year, in this season, to defend ourselves and to defend others from the work of the enemy, and to not just hold our ground, but to take ground in the face of opposition. That's part of it. And the third thing was, of course, a trowel, which symbolized we're builders and we're called to be built up by the Holy Spirit, but we're also called to build and build his kingdom in partnership with him. And I wanted to say to us that I think, having reflected on it, having journeyed it with you through a month, it is not just a picture of the year for us. It's not just a moment in a nice month of prayer. It's something that God is working deep into the DNA of us as a community. And there are lots of wonderful churches in this city doing lots of wonderful things. I'm just going to talk about us as a church, that we are builders. And the Spirit of God is building us and then sending us into our families, our friendships, our streets, our church, our workplaces, our city, and beyond. And we're builders. We're building and rebuilding where we see brokenness. We're establishing and blessing things that do not yet exist apart from in the heart of God for us and our city. We're finding out that our homes are holy. Our workplaces are holy. Our streets and our city is holy ground. And we get to spend ourselves building and rebuilding in these holy places where the Lord is calling us and sending us. It's His. It all belongs to Him, and He sends His builders to repair the walls, to retake the ground, and to cause families, streets, relationships, workplaces to flourish. And we get to do so as humble people, secure people, powerful people, people full of purpose, people who know who we are and what we're called to, a people of worship and devotion to Jesus, His kingdom, to His word, and to His way. So let's fulfill our calling to be builders for His kingdom everywhere we go and everywhere we're sent. When we look out across our family, our church, and our city, and we see rubble, we're the people that look and see opportunity instead of desolation. If you've been to our office in North Street, you know that the front of it looks out into like a building site. We're the people, we're builders. So we now see opportunity. And so let's not just have a month, as Harmony said. That was a special time. And now we just go back to the rest of our lives or something like that. And of course, we're not going to be fasting 24/7, 365. Don't panic. But God has done something in and through us as a body. He's done a work of formation in community leading to impact. And we can either leave and forget that, or we can take it up and embrace it for the rest of the year and then beyond. And so to close our time of prayer and fasting, we felt that it was important to have an extended time of worship. We're worshiping people, and we expect the King to bring His kingdom and to meet us in intimacy as we come to surrender our lives to Him in worship. But for me, this is about to be a threshold moment where we're stepping out of a dedicated month of prayer and fasting and into the next season. But we're carrying what God did with us and what we partnered with Him in doing and what He built in us. And we're bringing that with us into a new season, where we allow Him to build us all over again, and we build in His name wherever He has sent us. So why don't you stand, and I'm going to pray. We're going to celebrate and worship, but we're also going to experience His empowering. Remember, this is a threshold time. We're celebrating what's been done, and we're taking what He's given us, and we're bringing it into the good future He has for us as individuals and as a family, as a church family. Holy Spirit, come. Prepare us to worship You. Would You meet us in intimacy and power? Would You empower us? Would this truly be a threshold moment? Even for those of us that we just couldn't enter into a month of prayer and fasting, would we enter into Your presence now? Would You draw people unto Yourself? Would You heal us in this moment? Would You restore us in this moment? Would You empower Your church for works of service that You have in Your mind, in Your heart, for our families, for our streets, for our workplaces, for our city? Would You change us as we celebrate in Your presence? Come, Holy Spirit, and empower us to worship.
Thanks for listening to this message. For all the latest information about what's happening in the life of our church, or if you have any questions or comments, head over to BelfastCityVineyard.com.